Energy Minister Chris Bowen announced this week Australia is facing a gas crisis and says the denial and delay of previous energy policies has left the country ill-prepared. On top of it, external factors such as the Ukraine-Russia conflict contribute to this crisis, and the snap cold weather across Australia is another factor leading to a price increase in energy. I asked Director of the Monash Energy Institute at Monash University, Professor Ariel Liebman, how dire the gas crisis is in Australia.
Well, it's pretty much unprecedented in terms of the flow-on impacts to everything. We've not seen this ever before, I'd say, although it was a long time in the making. So it's not completely unexpected that something crazy like this could happen for those of us who have been paying attention for the last 15 years.
So what are the reasons the energy prices, particularly gas, are going up?
Well, so the problem is that we are now part of a global market, and this is not completely unexpected to those of us who have been watching this play out for the last 15 years or so since it started to become clear Australia is going to become a major liquefied natural gas exporter. And so the challenge is that we are now being asked to pay at the margin of what's, you know, the availability of gas and the supply-demand balance being very tight in Australia and globally. We're being asked to pay the highest possible price because the whole thing is a very free global market. And this is particularly acute at the moment because one of the biggest natural gas exporters in the world, which is Russia, has withdrawn some of its capacity from the global market through its actions in the way it's supplying Europe. So that's flowing down to the rest of us.
Okay, so do you believe this situation was preventable and how?
Well, it would have been preventable for Australia, at least, by the fact that we have far more natural gas being produced and available than is needed in the Australian domestic market. But there's no regulation about how much of that needs to be continually made available to the domestic market to look after Australian consumers, given that it's our gas, and as much of it as possible is just continually being sold internationally because it's more lucrative over there. And the way that typically this is dealt with, and this is just an East Coast Australia problem, in Western Australia they did the right thing, in my view, and had what's known as a gas reservation policy, which is a set of regulations and laws that require some to be made available domestically to people to buy at a reasonable price. And something like that should have been done when we deregulated or when we opened up the unconventional gas market, which is mostly in Queensland, that was able to drive this boom in LNG exports.
So what are the challenges now to avoid a worse energy crisis?
We've got gas, it's just very expensive, which is whatever happens when supply and demand is tight. So this is a market forces phenomenon, not in absolute terms, not enough gas. So what needs to be done is proper monitoring of and regulation of the way domestic gas players trade with the domestic buyers or the domestic traders. So this is a very complex area. We haven't even explored it well in Australia to date. And so there is no apparent short-term fix except some reasonably draconian intervention by the federal and or state governments. And I don't think that's looking like it's going to happen. In the longer term, there has to be some serious policy reviews informed by proper first principles thinking about what energy policy and climate policy together should look like in Australia, something we haven't done properly for even 10, 15, maybe ever really since we first reformed the markets to create what's known as the National Electricity or the National Energy Market in 1998.
So the energy ministers are going to meet next week to discuss this energy crisis. What does the government need to do, first of all, to keep this issue under control?
Well, so there's two issues, and one of them, this is really, really tough, and this goes from the realm of my expertise, which is policy analysis and impacts on energy market economics and operation and electricity and renewables, to general public policy and jurisdictional and constitutional powers of states versus federal. So the actual actions I really don't know what they've got that actually is going to work. They've got the emergency mechanism that they did put in a few years ago that they're talking about enacting, but it's unclear at this stage. And I've listened to a few other experts whether this actually will solve the price problem. Other than that, they really have to start thinking about the long-term good of Australians rather than what has led us to this point, which is helping exporters make money and hopefully produce jobs and benefits for Australia, but the benefits are quite minimal to date.
That was Director of the Monash Energy Institute, Professor Ariel Liebman.